Make it hot. Hey. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. Whoa. A little old school Maya featuring Jay-Z. One of my favorite songs, The Best of Me.
Yo, she celebrated her birthday, I think, earlier last week.
Okay, happy belated birthday to the beautiful Maya.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. Frank Ski is on vacation. We are holding it down for him. In 15 minutes, y'all, 15 minutes, comedian Godfrey will be here to hang out with us. The hilarious comedian Godfrey. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. We got in a little pregame with him, and it was hilarious. but right now, we're talking about Dwight Howard. So there was a lot of controversy around Dwight Howard right after he won the championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. Two of his baby mamas, and to be honest, I don't even know how many there is, but two of them went on social media saying what a terrible absentee father he is, and just the fact that he never spends time with his children, even though he has the resources to do so, he chooses not. When they text him, even though he's in the same state with some of the children, California, when they reach out to him, he says, I got to see what the team is doing. I'll let you know. And then he doesn't ever get back. His son, Braylon, who is 12 going on 13, also went on social media saying that his dad is not a good dad. He said, my dad knows that I need him. He doesn't talk to me and he's not a good dad and he's hurting. Oh, and that was just heartbreaking for me as a mom. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel there is no excuse. When you choose to do the adult thing and you bring a child into this world, you don't have an option whether or not you want to show up. It's not an option. You bring that child in this world, you take care of them, and you figure out how to parent them. And even if it takes you a minute for the learning curve, you are still there giving it your all. Iron, you felt differently about that.
Yes and no. I do agree with you, but I want you to extend his learning curve. Everyone is
until
not
he's 55? I mean, the kid is 13 now.
So let's say it does happen at 55. Are we to be able to say your learning curve stops here or begins here? We're not given that thing. All we could do is say he has to step up. That's our job, to say you have to step up. We cannot chagrin him simply because he didn't meet it at the time we asked for it. That's
well,
not fair.
It's not even we. I, you know what? It's not a we thing. It's his children, okay? So because his children are too young to truly articulate the hurt and the pain that they're going, the trauma that they're experiencing as a result of their father not being there, especially being a celebrity that they see on TV, that they see on social media, mm-hmm. that everyone else has access to, mm-hmm. and he's like, why am I not good enough for my dad to call me, to talk to me, to spend time with me? It's not a we thing. It's a your children thing. Like, you have to be responsible. And I don't, that's to me BS to give him the grace to figure it out. When? It's selfish. It's selfish what Dwight Howard's doing. You can live your best life, but you can't make a sacrifice for the children you brought into this world?
Again, I agree with you. I'm just saying you're going to have to open up a larger window for him. Clearly, he does not understand the importance of how much his child needs him at this moment. Maybe it might come this afternoon. And you've already thrown him away. If it comes, let's say his moment of clarity comes at 9 o'clock tonight, you threw him away at 3:48.
No one threw him away, but Dwight Howard needs to own it. He needs to be responsible. I would respect the man if he actually came out and said, I've messed up. You know, let me do better today and just take, you know, apologize to his family.
Respect.
He doesn't have to apologize to me or you. Apologize to your children.
Respect.
Or don't even do it on social media. Just start doing better on their own. But let's go to the phone lines. WHUR 96.3. What is your... Go ahead. Come with your comment.
Miss Nina Brown, this is Stanley from Vienna, Virginia.
Hey, Stanley.
Hey, there's a couple of things wrong with this picture. Number one, he has too many kids. Number two, he should step up to be a father. Now, I blame the lady or the baby, the parents or whatever. Just because he won the championship now, all of a sudden you want to bust the man out.
Stanley, I think they've been calling him out a long time, but this one just went like super viral. I've heard
plenty of stories
about drama with Dwight Howard and his baby mamas. I definitely agree. He's probably got too many to begin with, because if you're not a good dad to one of them, you probably shouldn't continue to have children. Thank you, Stanley.
Exactly. And you're a frankhead about Cam Newton, same thing. And also,
agreed. WHUR Frank Ski Show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, this is John.
Hey,
and
John.
I'm from Lowell. And my comment is, there's two sides to every story. I will not try to defend Dwight Howard, but there's always two sides to the story. And it sounds like to me that someone's speaking for the little young man. If he really wants to reach out to his dad, he'll find a way.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. WHUR Frank Ski Show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Scott Miller from Waldorf, Maryland.
Hey.
I think he needs to grow up and be a man. If you lay down and do the adult act, it's time to step up and do the adult act and take care of your responsibilities.
Amen. That's the truth. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to continue to pray for this situation, but mainly continue to pray for the children involved and that they get the healing and the love that they deserve. On a lighter note, coming up in 10 minutes, comedian Godfrey will be here.
All right.
And let's get ready for comedian Godfrey. Yes. It is 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.